We've begun the month of the Most Holy Rosary. This week we begin the year of faith. And we might say the intersection of those two is the joyful mysteries. Because the joyful mysteries teach us about Mary's faith. The glorious mysteries teach us about Mary's hope, and the sorrowful mysteries teach us about Mary's charity. And we can kind of put a Eucharistic overlay on those joyful mysteries. Like, the Annunciation is really Mary's first Holy Communion day. Mary's first Holy Communion lasted 9 months, okay? But the Annunciation is really the beginning of her first Holy Communion. The Visitation reminds us that Mary is a tabernacle. Jesus is within her. And wherever she goes, she brings the light and life of Christ. The third mystery, the birth of Christ, teaches that Mary shows us how to adore Christ. Mary teaches us about adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. The fourth joyful mystery is the Presentation. And Mary offers herself in union with her Son, or Jesus offers himself through Mary to the Father. And actually, Mary teaches us how to unite our amen to his amen, our yes to God's will to his yes to God's will on the cross. Okay? For that one, we say Mary is the model of participation in the Mass. Okay? She perfectly united her yes to his yes to the will of the Father. Okay? And at every Mass, we try to do the same. Our amen and his amen are offered to the Father. And in the fifth mystery, the finding of the child Jesus in the temple, we say that in Christ we find our vocation, in Christ we find our life. Okay? For Mary, Jesus Christ was the axis around which her life revolved. Her vocation was the Incarnation. And the Incarnation was the axis around which her life revolved. And they say that the heart of Mary is the door to Jesus. Like, the Church has that phrase, to Jesus through Mary. Okay? When we seek Mary, we find Jesus. The shortest pathway to Christ is Mary. Mary leads us directly to him. And just to briefly go through those joyful mysteries, the angel said to Mary, "You will conceive and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus." Okay. And Mary asked, "How can this be, since I know not man?" And Mary's real question was, well, she had consecrated her virginity to God. Well, how was she going to be the mother of the Messiah? Okay. Mother Teresa says, Mary's question was, how can I give to a man what I've already given to God? Mary had already consecrated herself to God. And the angel gives her the right answer. It's by the power of the Holy Spirit that you will conceive this child. Okay. And so, once Mary hears the answer, she says, "Be it done unto me according to your word." Okay? We say those words are Mary's autobiography. Be it done unto me according to your word. And with those words, Mary gave God permission. We say that because we have free will, God is limited. God is restricted. God's hands are sometimes tied. But they're tied to our free will. And when we give our free will back to him, we unchain God. We set God free. When Mary said, "Be it done unto me according to your word," the word became flesh. Okay? God became man. Okay? She triggered the Incarnation. And so, like we say, Mary now teaches us how to receive him, how to receive him in Holy Communion. We might think, what was the dialogue, the conversations that took place between the Blessed Virgin Mary and her divine child. Well, what are the conversations that take place between myself and Jesus Christ when I receive him in Holy Communion? Again, Mary teaches us how to receive him, how to welcome him, how to have communion with him when we receive him in the Blessed Sacrament. Second joyful mystery is the Visitation. And point is, wherever Mary goes, she brings the light and life of Christ. There's a famous painting of Mary and the Visitation, and the whole path traveled by Mary is illumined with light. Okay? Because wherever Mary goes, because she's a living tabernacle of Jesus Christ, she brings truth and grace. Like we might say, whether it's Fatima, Lourdes, Guadalupe, she brings souls to Christ. At the Visitation, she went to help her cousin Elizabeth, who was with child, but she also brought the grace of Christ to John the Baptist. The Church teaches that John the Baptist was cleansed of original sin at the Visitation. Okay? She brings the light and life of Christ wherever she goes. Okay? That's Mary and the Visitation. Father Patrick Peyton has a commentary on the Visitation. He says, to love God alone is to love God not at all. Okay? To love God alone is to love God not at all. Okay? So Mary's love for God, Mary was full of grace, full of the love of God, but she went to visit her cousin Elizabeth. And it was both a corporal and a spiritual work of mercy. Corporal in helping her prepare for her child, spiritual in bringing the grace of her son to John the Baptist. The third joyful mystery is the birth of Christ. And like we say, Mary, Joseph, the shepherds, kneeling in adoration before the Christ child. Mary teaches us how to act and live in his presence. We say that the Blessed Virgin Mary had perpetual adoration 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for 30 years. She lived in his presence for 30 years. And so she teaches us the proper reverence, how to act and live in his presence. Like the Council of Trent quotes the passage of the Magi. When the Magi, when they visited the Christ child, they fell down in adoration before the mystery of the crib. Okay? And the Council of Trent teaches that that is the proper reverence that we owe to Christ in the Blessed Sacrament, in the Holy Eucharist. Okay? So again, Mary is our model of adoration. She teaches us how to live and act in his presence. The fifth joyful mystery is the finding of the child Jesus in the temple. And like we say, for Mary, finding Jesus in the temple, he was her life. He was the axis around which her life revolved. Okay? And for us, we find our vocation in the Church. Okay? Like the Church, the world would say the Church is for losers. You know, you got this big L on your forehead if you need the Church. But the truth is, it's in the Church that we find Christ, and Christ is our life. Okay? And that vocation is the axis around which our lives also revolve. Okay. So to find Christ and to live the vocation in Christ is ultimately our happiness. So again, we say Mary is our guide through this year of faith. She teaches us how to believe. She teaches us how to adore. She teaches us how to receive him. And she teaches us how to surrender our lives to him.